Peter Hart, attorney for Wilderness Workshop, thanks for joining me to talk about this. You and your colleagues are concerned about the part of this act that empowers states to manage oil and gas development and production on federal lands. Why?
First, we see this bill is sort of one in a long line of bills coming out of this Congress. It's really about undermining, actually, in this case, several of our bedrock environmental laws. The one that we're most focused on is the National Environmental Policy Act, which, as you know, requires federal agencies to analyze and disclose the potential impacts of any major federal actions that they might take on the human environment. Agencies like the Bureau of Land Management are required to consider the environmental impacts of any decisions that they might make that affect public lands, like issuing new oil and gas lease sales, or approving drilling permits, or approving sundries, which are basically when an oil and gas company has a drilling permit and they want to drill differently, they want to use a different technology, or they need some exception to an approval that's already been granted. And the National Environmental Policy Act ensures that there's like a fair amount of public process, including opportunities for comment and ultimately appeal of agency decisions. This bill would basically transfer authority for many of those oil and gas related permitting decisions from the federal government to the states. And in so doing, it would basically circumvent NEPA. So that's a huge concern for us. Obviously, we are a public land watchdog group, and our members support us because we take the time to dig into these agency decisions and these proposals that are affecting federal public lands and participate in the process. We're the ones who submit comments during those public comment periods and take the time to appeal decisions that don't adequately protect the environment. And without NEPA, that work becomes extremely difficult. You know, we are left with basically unclear guidelines that vary from state to state and from place to place. Another reason that we think it's so important to engage on this particular one is because transferring management of these public lands and federal minerals to the states basically takes very, very important resources that we all share ownership of and tosses management of those to a whole bunch of different entities, states, which are less capable, less well-funded, have less expertise to manage those resources than the federal government does. And, you know, ultimately, I think the goal of this is to reduce oversight and regulation of the oil and gas industry to benefit the industry. And I think the loser there is, you know, the American public and the environment.
Who in the state government would manage this?
In Colorado, that would likely be the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, because they are the ones who permit state drilling permits here. You know, also involved in that process is the Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment. But I think it's really important to note that, you know, this would up the amount of work that those agencies have to do. It would not involve any additional revenue for those agencies.
Right. As you were talking about this, I was wondering if you have any idea how the COGCC or the CDPHE, the State Health Department, would respond to this.
I think like most government agencies, they never have the resources that they need to do the job that they've got. So, you know, I can't imagine that they would be jumping at the opportunity to manage the BLM's workload as well. You know, more importantly, from our perspective, the BLM's process is much more thorough than the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission's process for approving these permits. And we would be losing a lot if the BLM, you know, were not the regulatory agency that was, you know, making those decisions in the way of transparency and public process.
Peter Hart of Wilderness Workshop, thanks very much.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it.